on a night like tonight, it's easy to believe love really might be in the air. Temperature is perfect, and I'm pretty sure spring won't be going anywhere.
This is Will Houck with KNVC, and we're talking with Brent Cobb. Thanks for joining me today, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I wanted to start off talking a little bit about the most recent album, Providence Canyon. The title track is also the album opener. It's a nice reflective tune. Can you tell us about the origins of that song?
The origin is the Providence Canyon is a little canyon about 45 minutes west of where I grew up. We always called it the Little Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up going to this place and camping, and then it's just a beautiful little spot to go to, peaceful place. And I had originally started writing the song Providence Canyon, reminiscing about growing up going to the canyon. And it sort of turned into more of a spiritual, more literal Providence Canyon in my own life, you know, not just the actual canyon. Just felt like a spiritual haven, you know.
Right.
And that's kind of where the song came from for me.
That's a good one. So speaking of the album, where was the album recorded?
We recorded it at RCA Studio A. I did it with Dave in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it about 4 days.
Wow. That sounds incredible for that quick
turnaround. It was great, man. That studio is, you can feel the history in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's Chet Atkins' own studio.
That's a cool deal. And, you know, I was listening recently to the podcast, A Walk in the Floor, and you were talking a little bit about the guys who recorded on the album. Was the drummer, was that Chris Powell? Was that correct?
That's right.
And you guys go a ways back in playing music together.
Yeah, when I first left Georgia, the first place I moved to was L.A. And Chris was... He's Leroy Powell's brother. Do you know Leroy?
I don't.
Leroy is, he was one of the original members of Shooter Jennings and the 357s.
Okay.
And Chris is Leroy's younger brother.
Gotcha.
And he was playing with Leroy in Leroy's side band at that time. And he's like just one of the best drummers I'd ever met. Still is. You know, he's just a fantastic drummer. But, he's just kind of been like an older brother to me.
Gotcha. That's cool. Yeah, he's played on all kinds of stuff, man. He's fantastic.
He's definitely Dave's go-to guy.
Right.
Dave kind of grew him up, you know. If you ask Chris why does he play drums the way he does, he'll say Dave.
Huh. That's interesting. So a couple of the songs, I should say, on the album, a number of them have a real kind of a country funk kind of sound to them, and Morning's Gonna Come and 30-06 were a couple of them. I'm interested to hear a little more on the influences for that sound, stuff you heard growing up and that kind of stuff.
Well, I come from a musical family. My dad, you know, always had on, Bad Leroy Brown, you know,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff from the 60s and 70s, even the ballads back then, it seemed like everything sort of had a backbeat, you know?
Right.
Where nowadays, a lot of the songwriter stuff is just super, you know, not very exciting. That sounds bad. I shouldn't say it that way. But there's no backbeat.
Right.
And, so I've always been drawn to that. I'm a songwriter first, and I have a voice made to songwrite. And Dave was always into that. Also, even in 06, I mean, we were trying to sort of make a country funk album. I didn't know we didn't know to call it that, but.
Uh-huh.
And then this compilation called Country Funk of a bunch of different artists from the 70s came out a few years ago.
Right.
And it was, we were just really listening to a lot of it. It had Larry John Wilson on it and Bobby Charles and just a bunch of these great classic country funky country stuff.
Right.
And, so, yeah, when we got back in the studio for Providence Canyon, we just really wanted to try to capture that. You know, it kind of feels like rural America.
Yeah. Well, you definitely captured it. I was watching Heartworn Highways recently, and there's that Larry John Wilson song on it. And, God, I just love that sound. And 30-06 especially reminded me of that quite a bit.
Yeah, thanks very much.
That's good stuff. Hey, so the song King of Alabama is a pretty cool tribute to the life and music of Wayne Mills. And I'd like to hear a little bit about what was it about his music that was moving to you that kind of drew you to
him? His music was moving, but also just as a person, he's just a great guy. Again, he kind of treated me, you know, like he was an older brother, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
When I first made the move to Nashville in 08 and, you know, learning, getting to know people and that sort of thing, but the deep part of that story in his music. Are you familiar with any of his music?
I'm not super familiar with it. I'm just kind of cursory level.
A crazy part of that story is the last album that he ever released. It's called The Last Honky Tonk.
Uh-huh.
And he's got these songs on there. There's like one. It's called, one of them is called, One of these days I fly to the moon. One of these days I have nothing to prove.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days I get out of this place. One of these days. And all the songs on that album kind of lend themselves to that. And then, of course, he died. It's just crazy that he put that out into the world before he went. You know?
Cool. So you have a new song out with Jade Bird called Feet Off the Ground. And I was interested to hear about how that collaboration came about.
2, 3, 4 Our shadows on the floor, the world below. 3, 4, 5 the rhythm has us so high, we might never land. Look, my darlings, feet off the ground. Hold the way we dance, feet off the ground.
Man, Jade is such a beautiful spirit. It was my first trip to the UK a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
and Jade opened a show for me at the Slaughtered Lamb. We had the same agent, booking agency, and I had never met her. We met that night, and then we were going to get together and write the next day, and I got this crazy text message. It was like 4 pages long. It was all someone was describing a character to me. And I didn't know that that's what was happening. It was just this wild, random text message from a number I didn't have in my phone. And so I responded, thanks for this, but I'm not sure who this is. And it was Bradley Cooper.
Oh, wow.
And apparently Dave had given him my phone number because he was working on A Star Is Born.
Uh-huh.
And he thought maybe I'd be able to write some stuff for the movie. And I already had the Feet Off the Ground sort of lying around. I had the idea, I had the melody, I had the first verse, and I thought, man, that might be a really cool song for that movie. And so the next day when Jade and I got together, first time we'd ever really hung out, I told her what was happening and played her the little bit of Feet Off the Ground that I already had, and we finished it there in the hotel room, and
wow.
It never made the movie, but it's been a really cool song, you know. And we recorded it. We actually recorded it while we were recording Providence Canyon. And it didn't make my record either. And we thought, why not put it out? It's already done. Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you did, man. It's a cool song. I'd really dig it.
Man, thank you very much. I'm really proud of it.
Awesome. So you've been on that road touring quite a bit this year, and you're going to be playing up at Lake Tahoe in October. Where have you been out on the road so far?
Oh, man, we've been all over the country. We started out on the West Coast. We did started Sucker for a Good Time tour out west, and then we picked up with Whiskey Myers We opened for them for about a month. Mm-hmm. It was in like Wyoming and Montana and Colorado, and then we picked up the Stapleton tour again this year, and we were out with them for about a month, and it's more of the Southeast, and now we are currently in the Northeast, uh-huh. and we're making our way back out west.
Awesome. That's cool. I'm excited for you guys to be out here in October.
Yeah, man, we love being out there. How do you think the weather's going to be in October?
It's a little chilly. You'll be here late October, so especially up at the lake. There's a chance it might be a little snowy up there.
I know, dadgummit. I'm afraid. I love the snow. I don't like driving in it, though.
Yeah, it's a real pain, especially up in the mountains like that. Have you been to Lake Tahoe in the summertime before?
I have not. I'd love to. I bet it's beautiful.
It's amazing. One of my favorite places in the world. I live like 15 minutes from it, so it's perfect.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'd love to bring the family up there sometime.
Definitely. So do you have any plans for the next record? Are you just kind of touring right now, or are you still songwriting?
Yeah, we're touring, and then we're going to go in the studio in December and start working on a new album. I got most of it wrote. I like to have most of my albums wrote and then go in the studio and like write the last two or three in the moment.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to try to have something out sometime, maybe spring of next year.
Awesome. Are you working with Dave again, or are you going to record it somewhere else?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I haven't decided.
Gotcha. Cool, man. Well, that's most of the questions I had for you. If people want to find out more about you, where can they find you online?
You go to BrentCobbMusic.com is my website, and then, of course, Facebook.com/BrentCobbMusic. Instagram is Brent_Cobb. And I'm on all of the social media outlets that we're all on these days.
Right.
And, just Google me.
Google it. Exactly. All right, man. Well, is there anything else you wanted to mention before we go?
No. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for caring, sir.